Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I want to tell you guys about a great book that I highly recommend. It's a book called Are You the One for Me by Barbara DeAngelis. Barbara DeAngelis is a New York Times best-selling author. She's got a lot of books, you guys, on Amazon, and you can listen to it free through Audible's 30-day trial. 30-day free trial. It doesn't cost you anything. And in her book, she talks about, you know, if you're married and you're wondering if you could be happier, if you're single and wondering how to avoid another wrong partner, or you're wondering if the person you're with is the one for you. This book is so spot on. I got this book years ago. A friend recommended it to me because let's face it, when we're growing up, nobody tells us these things, right? So we learn through years of experience, and this book sums up so much and is so relevant to relationships and getting to know what somebody is about, how to avoid making the mistakes that we make, the 6 essential qualities to look for in a mate, how to spot fatal flaws in a partner, how to create that sexual chemistry you want. So go to Audible, and you can look, you can go to my link, which is tinyurl.com/askyaznow. Okay. And you have 30 days to get a free audiobook. You can cancel anytime. And on top of that, you guys, there's other books on there too. There's other books that she's written, like What Women Want Men to Know, the secrets about men every woman should know. So go to the link tinyurl.com/askyaznow and get your free trial membership. Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to talk about not blaming yourself for not finding your life partner, okay? There's a lot of people out there that are having a hard time finding a partner, all right? And I want you to know it's not always about you, all right? It's not so much what you're doing. We're living in a different kind of world today, all right? We're living in a social media world. And what that means is there's plenty of options today that weren't available years ago. So it's about supply and demand, you guys, all right? In other words, it's very hard to try to find a relationship when there's such a supply of the other type of sex out there. For instance, let's say you're a woman and, you know, you're going on the dating sites and you're trying to meet somebody and you talk to a lot of people. Well, the problem is that the people that you're talking to are talking to a bunch of different people at once. There's so many more options online today. And I've talked about this in my prior podcasts. It's not so much that you're doing anything wrong, so you have to stop blaming yourself. It's a tougher situation today in the dating world, all right? Because there's so many options today. There's a large supply of available women today, all right? And the men know it. And this goes vice versa as well, you guys. It's not just, you know, a lot of men are having a hard time as well because it's the same situation in reverse. So the problem is there's so many options out there online today that it's very hard to connect with somebody. We all sit here and we wonder, you know, am I doing something wrong? And you have to stop blaming yourself. But what I will tell you is this, you have to start looking in the right direction, okay? And what I mean by that is this, I have a friend, she just recently got divorced, and the first thing that she said when she got divorced, her husband had cheated on her, and now she's back out in the dating world, and the first thing that she said was, oh, well, I'm gonna find somebody hot, okay? I'm gonna find somebody hot. Well, okay, I'm going to tell you right now, she's going to go nowhere, all right? Because that's not what you should be looking for. It shouldn't be always about the physical, all right? What you want to look for is how somebody treats you. I can't say it enough. You want to be happy in a relationship? Then find somebody that treats you well, all right? Somebody who puts you first, someone who's kind to you, someone who's invested in the relationship, all right? You don't want to find somebody that enjoys dating different women or isn't really into a relationship. You want to find somebody that wants to be in a relationship, that likes to be in a relationship, and somebody that treats you well. I mean, you have to have a physical connection. You have to be physically attracted, of course, but you have to look at how that person treats you. All right, because if they treat you well, you're going to be happy. But if you're with somebody that's a very good-looking person and they treat you lousy or they just treat you as one of the many that they deal with, I don't care how good-looking they are, you're going to be miserable. So my point is this, you have to look for the right kind of partner, all right? You want somebody that treats you well, all right? That's very, very important. And the other thing is you have to put yourself in the right places, all right? Don't rely on these dating apps because these dating apps have become nothing but hookups, all right? I mean, anybody could sit there and tell you, oh, do this with your profile, do that with your profile. But I'm going to tell you that 99% of these apps today are straight hookups, all right? And that's what they expect. All right. I've talked about this in my prior podcast. So if you could meet somebody a different way in your everyday life, joining a club, maybe at work, maybe through a friend, you're better off than meeting them on a dating app. Now, I'm not saying that it's not possible to meet somebody on a dating app and it could work into relationship. It's the same kind of thing as everything's possible. You could win lotto tomorrow too. Okay. Anything's possible. But the chances are not great, all right? Because that's what they've become today. A lot of these dating apps have become nothing but hookups and friends with benefits. And people that are looking for something more, it's become very, very difficult. That's why I tell you to look in other places to find somebody that will take you seriously. The other thing to keep in mind is this. Sometimes what you're looking for is right in front of you. I've had friends that have guy friends that they never looked at these guys like as a potential boyfriend. They just looked at them like, oh, he's a friend or whatever. But the guy that was their friend was treating them really well and liked them as a friend that it could be built into something more. So if you're having a relationship with somebody, let's say as a friend, take notice of that because that could be somebody that could be worked into a relationship that could make you very happy. Because if you're vibing really well with somebody as a friend, that's really important for a relationship. Okay. Because if you're really good friends, that could work into a great relationship. So keep that in mind as well.
You know, like I said, it goes back to how are they treating you? All right. I don't care how many times somebody tells you, oh, I love you. Oh, you're everything. Those are just words. They don't mean anything. Okay. You know, don't go for anything that somebody says. Go for how they treat you. Do they treat you with respect? Do they take out their time to do little things for you? Do they want to make you happy? Do they listen to you? These are the important things that you should look for when you're trying to find a mate, okay? So, you know, Mr. Right or Mrs. Right could be right in front of your face and you don't realize it because you have that preconceived notion of what you think your soulmate should be, okay? You have this notion that, okay, you want, for instance, you want a guy that has a great career, you want a guy that's very good looking, and then you find that person, and that person could be a narcissist and treat you lousy. So those aren't the qualities. You have to really pinpoint what are important qualities when you're looking for somebody, all right? Their character, how they treat you, how they treat your kids, or how they treat their own kids, how they get along with your family. These are the important things you have to look for when you're looking for a mate, not how hot they are. Okay, that's what a lot of people, where they make a lot of mistakes. They're concerned either about the person's looks or they're concerned about the person's career. All right. And I'm not saying that looks and career, you know, aren't important, you know, everything in moderation. Okay. But you really, what's more important is somebody's character and how they treat you. And you sometimes have to go outside your comfort zone and maybe give somebody a chance that you normally wouldn't give a chance, but they treat you well and you might end up falling in love with them. Okay? So you have to have an open mind, especially in today's world, because it is so much more difficult to find somebody. Because there's so much available to everyone that everybody has this attitude. Like if they see one thing they don't like in you, they're like, oh, I'm not dealing with you. Let me move on to the next. All right. So if you want to build a relationship with somebody, try to build a friendship with somebody that you really like. If you could have a great friendship with them, it could build and grow into something more. And you have a chance. Make that person happy without, you know, giving them your all. Because it's not good to give somebody all of yourself either. Because sometimes people take advantage when they feel that they have you, you know, completely locked up. So, you know, you want to show your interest and everything like that. But, you know, you always stay independent. That's really important. People love independent people. All right. It's very attractive. And you have to focus on what you should be looking for. What would be your ideal mate? All right. You have to have an open mind. You can't look narrow tunnel at, okay, this is the kind of person that I want. Why can't I meet them? All right. You can't do that because there could be somebody that's around you that is your ideal mate and you're not giving them a chance because you have this preconceived notion that your ideal soulmate should be somebody, you know, that's 6 feet tall or, you know, has a six-figure job or something like that. And like I said, that type of person may not make you happy. They could be a miserable person to live with. Or maybe a woman that's this beautiful woman, but very full of herself, all right? You want to look at how that person treats you. You want to see if that person cares for you. If that person sacrifices for you, okay? Those are the important qualities that you should look for when you're looking for a mate, okay? I hope that helps because there's a lot of people that really they're living in a fantasy world that, you know, this is why they can't find somebody because they're striving for that perfect kind of person that doesn't exist. There is no perfect person today in this world. All right. Everybody's going to have their flaws, but you want somebody that you could work with. You want somebody that you get along with and that's going to put into the relationship as much as you put into the relationship. okay? And you have to be realistic about it, you know? You can't be living in a fantasy land, all right? And like I said, when you find somebody that's like that, you know, make the effort. Go out of your comfort zone. Make the effort, because it's very difficult today, like I said, to meet people, all right? So if you find somebody that you see potential, that you have a great friendship and maybe something more can happen, but okay, maybe they're not your ideal, what you pictured for your mate, give them a chance, because they could make you very happy. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people that ended up marrying someone that they never thought they would marry, that after they really got to know them, they really liked them, and that person really gave to them and treated them nicely, and they had a beautiful relationship. So these are the important things that you have to look for when you're looking for a mate, you guys. I hope that helps. If you like my podcast, please hit the subscribe button and share. Have a great night. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question.